This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Doc Tales and More Radio. That's right, Spike. Sorry, everyone. I hope you don't mind. I brought my dog Spike to help with the intro. Doc Tales and More Radio is your spot for any tips and tricks for your pets, from dogs, cats. Yes, Spike, even those kind of pets as well. So, if you're ready for some great information and some fun with your pets, then stay tuned into Doc Tales and More Radio. No, Spike, I haven't forgotten who hosts the show. Here's your host, Dave Stahl.
Welcome to Doc Tales and More Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170. The Answer. This show is brought to you by Delser Kennel Club. This is a national, state, and local national canine legislation resources. That's where you go there. AKC Governmental Relations, AKC Canine Legislations, National Animal Interest Alliances for California Canine Legislation, the Animal Council, San Diego Legislation, and Fiesta Island Dog Owners. So they just don't play with dogs. They go to the wall for dog owners. And not just one dog, all dogs. And sorry, Spike, no cats today. You're going to have to sit out. Oh, we can't talk cats. Hey, I got my very special guest in the house, Joella. You get a little closer to the mic, okay, if you'd be so kind. And she is the president of the Delser Kennel Club. And we're going to be having a little chat today about all the things, especially, you know, we just had a couple people come pick up a new dachshund this morning. Never had a dog before. So I pitched him. I said, you need to tune in, listen to Dog Tales, because what we're going to talk about are things like choosing the purebred dog that is right for you. I have another friend of mine. He's getting up in age. He's in his 70s. And his wife is as well, and he's decided that they needed a dog. So she says, well, we're going to get two dogs, two puppies, and they're cattle dogs. He called me up. He said, David, would you come get these dogs? I said, why is that? The house is a disaster.
Yep.
They are going here, there. And I said, didn't I tell you to call me before you pulled the trigger? He says, I can't believe it. Then when the rainy season, they let them in. They had a carpet down, so they'd go on that. Right over the top.
Absolutely.
Mud.
Sounds like a cattle dog.
Everywhere. And I says, they're puppies today. It's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse. So let's talk a little bit about that. When it comes to, you know, because let's face it, all you got to do is watch Westminster and see all of the different breeds out there. Yeah. How do you choose?
Well, you have to do your due diligence. You have to do your research. What sort of housing do you have that, you know, can you have a dog in, say, your townhouse or your apartment? What size of dog? Do you have neighbors that you have to worry about with regard to barking and, you know, how are you going to get this dog out every day for walks and all of this, you know, housebreaking and all of these things. There's a lot of work having a dog and expense. So you need to figure out what kind of dog would be right for you. Do you want a terrier? Do you want a sporting dog, a bird dog, a retriever? Do you want dogs who are sight hounds that need to run, like your greyhounds and your borzois, and you know, little ones, big ones, you know, Australian shepherds, herding breeds. Australian shepherds happen to be my breed, but that's, you know.
But you know what
I know.
You know what you got yourself into.
German short hair pointers and Chesapeake Bay retrievers, and one dog isn't interchangeable with another. Mm-mm. You know,
they're like people.
Yeah, you got to know.
Yeah, and you got to know the good. You got to know their characteristics.
Yeah,
and then you got to be careful where you buy this dog.
Absolutely,
that's the most
important. Absolutely. the internet has been a wonderful thing in a lot of ways, but it has been scary for people who are getting dogs. And so when my clients would call, you know, like, oh, we love the dog that we have, but we're losing that dog. We want to get another dog. What do you think, Joella? What should we do? And, you know, we looked online and there's this, you know, we're going to meet this breeder, and I'm using air quotes, breeder, and we're meeting them in the parking lot of the Kmart. It's like, no, we're not doing that. If you can't go in and meet the breeder, see the pups, meet the parents,
right?
You know, run,
and look and see what the house is like. You know, is it clean? I mean, or is it full of dog poop everywhere? And some of the dogs don't look healthy. And
you've got to do your research. Puppies are cute.
Oh my gosh,
puppies are cute.
Yeah,
kittens are cute. Puppies are cute. Baby orangutans are cute. But that doesn't mean that's it's always going to be that way. And you can't do that based on emotion.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Kids are cute.
Kids are
in the beginning.
Cute. Yeah, they
and
are.
And they can turn out to be buttheads.
Who knows? Who knows what's going to
happen? But you know, but you're not alone. See, that's what I always try to tell everybody. You can go to these, like the Delser Kennel Club. You know, you can go to maybe one of their meetings, or you can go to their website. You know, it's a very intuitive website.
Yeah.
It'll walk you through what you should say and what you should do. Don't go with your heart. You know, don't go with your heart.
A little bit, yes, because I have heart dogs. But I also know that at my age, my original purebred dog was German Short Hair Pointer.
Right.
And I spent an inordinate amount of time on reels looking at German Short Hair puppies.
Yeah.
But I know better than to get one. I don't have the area for it. I don't have the energy for it.
No.
You know.
And especially when they're puppies.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, everything in your house is a chew toy. You have to think of it that way.
Yes. I tell people I live in a gated community. I have gates everywhere in my house.
You have to.
I have to section off stuff.
And if you have a pair of shoes that you love, you can't leave them out.
No,
holders
are.
Oh, my gosh. Dogs are not stupid, folks. Let me just tell you, especially when you're talking about Labradors and German Shepherds. They can open doors. They can unlock locks.
Yep.
I came home the other day and I went, honey, is Hope supposed to be out? You know, and here's this little dachshund and she's just running through the house. And I talk about emotion. So see if this makes any sense. So we get this dog from New York for breeding.
Yeah.
And she comes, the minute she comes in the door, runs up, jumps on the couch, gets on my neck and starts kissing me and kissing me and kissing me. So I told the wife, I says, okay, so what's this? She tells me. I said, how long have we got it? 6 months. I says, okay, then what are we going to do with it? Oh, I'll probably place it. Oh, a dog that's going to hug and kiss me. This is one of the first dogs that's ever done this to me. And you're going to let it just go away?
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? She had her litter, and I couldn't go near her with the puppies in the room.
No.
But my wife could go. You could go. But a male could not come anywhere near that room. Now she's had the puppies. Now she's back in my face again.
She's like, the kids are out of the house.
But see, this is what people need to know. These are the things. You know, for example, and I'm not bad-mouthing any breed. I'm just telling you some of the things you need to be concerned about. If you don't like a dog that barks a lot, then you don't want a miniature dachshund. You do not want a miniature dachshund because they'll talk to you all day long.
If you don't want a dog that's going to herd your children or herd you,
right,
then don't get a herding breed or be careful about which herding breed you get. But you know, on top of all of that, I would say that if you're getting ready to get a dog in your house, and find a good quality, certified, tested, and proven dog trainer, and talk to them about your needs. Because I was 30 plus years. As a dog obedience instructor, and I came up from the ground.
Right, you learn the hard way.
You learn the hard way. Learn by screwing up is basically how I
did.
But I've met thousands and thousands of dogs. And so I have a pretty good idea of, you know, what I'm talking about, pretty good idea about it. And I know that if you're not an active person, you you really don't want to get yourself an active dog. No,
you really don't.
I've done, you know, sheep herding with my Australian shepherds. I mean, right now they're doing temperament tests. I mean, literally today, my older one is doing a temperament test. You know, my dog's social life is way better than mine.
Yeah, no
seriously,
kidding.
This is like the biggest thing I've done all week. You know,
right. But the dogs are full.
Their plate is full. The dogs have all kinds of stuff. I just write the checks that I tell people. But
okay, hold that thought for one sec because we do have to take a quick break. You're listening to Dog Tales and More Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Dog Tales and More Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. Show is brought to you by Del Sur Kennel Club. Highly recommend you check them out. That's www.delsurkc.com. If you're even mildly thinking about getting a dog, you really need to go to the website. It is extremely informative. It'll give you all the questions. They'll answer all the questions. And if they don't have an answer for a question you're looking for, you can reach out to them. You can go to dog shows. In fact, they have a phenomenal event coming up. What, in a couple weeks?
Yeah, Mother's Day weekend.
And it's going to be out at the new Equine Center.
Yeah, the Diane Jacobs Lakeside Equestrian Center. It's new.
Yeah, just
We're
go
the
to the
first ones there.
67. Turn right at the Union 76 gas station, and then when you come to the stop sign, you can't miss it. Turn left, and it's massive.
It's massive.
And this is good. Oh, you guys going to get to be the first ones there?
We're the first dog show there.
I think that's going to be so great. I mean, nothing against Bates Nut Farm, and all the other ones up in the LA area, but to have a really class facility to do dogs.
Yeah,
outside of the Del Mar Fairgrounds, because let's face it, it's a little pricey out there too.
Yes, very pricey. But our area, our club's area, is the East County.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And you know, Bates Nut Farm. I mean, first of all, they've got the nut farm. They've got the store. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, me too.
But we need.
I think this. I can't wait. Yeah. I cannot wait to see the show there.
Yeah,
and I'm sure it's going to be extremely successful.
Excited. And besides the 3 days of showing, there's 3 days of rally obedience.
And this is a good place to go before you buy a dog.
Well, you'll see a lot of different breeds of dogs.
And you can talk to a lot of different people.
You just don't talk to them when they're in the ring.
Yeah, I know. I knew you were going to say that.
Don't go over to a poodle and mess up their hair. Ask people first before you can pet them and stuff. But
do you have a moment to speak? That's what I would say.
Exactly.
And if they say, oh, absolutely, what do you need? Well, I'm thinking about getting a poodle.
Yeah.
You know, and I know there's how many different poodles out there?
Yeah.
You know, so again, ask all your questions up front.
Get them, know what you want to do with your dog. If you just want a dog for companionship, you don't want to have a dog that's an active breed. If you want to do dock diving and herding and hunting and therapy dog and service dog and all of that, then get a dog that would be appropriate for that. I have a friend who has a, I don't know what Shelby is. She's a little mixed breed, so.
Which is fine.
Absolutely. But this dog was born to be a therapy dog. She was born to go and do this sort of thing. And that's pretty much how I got started in training to begin with, is that I wanted my two German short hairs to be therapy dogs. And it just blossomed from there. That was a wonderful thing to do. Absolutely wonderful
Great
thing
experience.
To do. Absolutely. Met some wonderful people doing that. But there are a lot of other things to do, and you need to know what you want to do with your dog and know that they require care. And they require vet care, and they require training. And puppies require socialization. You've got to get them out there and socialize. And I don't mean just with other dogs.
No.
I mean, you know, go.
My wife goes to Tractor Supply. She goes to the bank. She goes to Cahoots.
Them,
and she throws them in a cart and lets everybody and their mother.
Everybody wants to
fondle
a cute
puppy dog. And everybody, especially Cahoots. I mean, with the girls and everything, and the guys sit down, and we just let her rip.
Let him go.
But that will help you when you take that dog, especially if you're taking it home and never met the kids, which you should never do. You should bring everybody to the house prior to giving them the dog. But, I mean, socialization, I think, is almost one of the number one, because that's where you might find out they're super shy. Or they might bark or snap. You gotta nip that.
You've got to do that work. And that was problem with a lot of the COVID puppies.
They didn't get an opportunity to do that.
And it's more than just that. It's sights and smells and sounds and vacuum cleaners. And if you have a golden retriever, you know, I have 5 vacuum cleaners in my house. I have Australian shepherds. There's a vacuum cleaner in every room.
Well, they got a little furry issue.
A little furry issue. Yeah, there's probably.
Yeah, I know there's fur all over you too. Well, but then again, you have to know these things.
You have to.
I mean, it's almost like we could talk for another 5 hours, and it all goes back into research.
Do research. And making sure that there are documents and research and white papers and all sorts of things out there about early training, early socialization, getting puppies into puppy kindergarten, the pros and cons. There's lots of cons to that if you don't do it.
Right.
Lots of pros if you do.
Yeah, and if somebody comes to you and says, all right, I'm having all kinds of problems with my dog. Well, how old is it? It's 2.
Yeah.
It's what? Yeah. It's 2.
Not that it can't be
corrected.
There are a lot of things that do. And the other thing is that when you do go to look for a trainer, you better see their facility and you better talk to them and you better know how they're doing it, because dogs do not need to be beat upon.
No.
And shocked and anything else to get them to do stuff.
No,
I can get a dog to do just about anything for just a little treat.
Well, I tell you what, because at our house, it's crazy. My wife will come in, honey. I go, what? I can't get so-and-so to come in into the garage to get into the kennel. All right. So I walk out there, and as soon as they see me, their eyes literally get big, and they know I'm the cookie guy.
You're the treat dealer.
And here they come. And not only don't have to do nothing. See, she tries to, now watch this, honey. And they shoot right into their kennel because they know they're going to get
a treat. They're going to get their goodie.
And to be honest with you, it's kind of sad, but the reason I don't get overly social with our dogs, because when they pass, it kills me.
Yeah.
Now I got Hope, who sticks to me like glue, so I don't know what I'm going to do there. But, I mean, it's not that I don't go out, but I don't heavily socialize like my wife does.
I know what you're saying, but it's still good. No matter what, it gets your heart.
I
people's dogs aren't mine I don't own.
American Idol's on tonight, and I will cry for 2 hours. I'm just telling you straight up, girl. I went to one dog show that she was at. She beat 50 dogs, and I couldn't hold it, man. I just fell apart. I was a mess.
I understand.
So, I mean, because people don't realize how rewarding it is when your dogs do what you ask them to do. And when they win, you know they won, because they just light up like a candle.
Well, yeah. So
right?
Do I.
Yeah, well, of course.
But, I like it because my dogs enjoy it. If my dogs didn't enjoy
then you wouldn't do it.
I had one who didn't enjoy show, and he thought he would. Beautiful outside there. You put him in the ring and he just fold up and he didn't want to do it, so why would I make him do it? But I did find fly ball for him.
Oh,
and that was his sport. Thank goodness for that invention, because that was I tried agility with it. Was German short hair. Anybody who knows me, who remembers Harry, knows how he was in agility.
I hear fly ball is amazing.
Oh man, that was the ticket for
him. I have some friends that do it, and I didn't even know what it was. I looked it up. I was impressed.
Yeah.
So since you've been training all these years, let me ask you this, because I have noticed, I haven't seen our dogs do it, but we've had, I take that back. We had a couple bring a dog back, and the dog that they bought from us did not like the husband. I mean, flat did not like this guy. I mean, growled every time he came in the room.
Ooh.
I tell people the dogs can sense things of other people. Yes?
There's a lot of reasons that a dog doesn't care for someone or something. It can be smell.
I was just going to ask.
It could be that there's something internally wrong. Dogs are very good at seeking out. People that have cancer or heart problems or anything else will tell you. Diabetes, all of that. Their dogs can tell.
Yeah.
Your dogs can tell. And it may be that because it was whelped at your house, I would say that the puppies were raised with both males and females owners. But some dogs aren't. I had one that was not around females. It was entirely raised by a male and never around a female until we brought her home, and it was me. But she was my husband's dog. And when he passed, she and I had a little trouble. I did eventually find a wonderful, wonderful male homeowner,
right?
Home for
her. But see, you realized it, you know.
Yeah.
But when when we took the dog back, we placed it with another family.
And you don't know until you start asking really probing questions, and people aren't going to give you the answer.
Because if you say smack the dog, or
who knows?
Yeah,
who knows?
And you almost don't want. You almost okay.
You don't want to know.
Here's your money. Give us the dog back. Thank you very much.
Find a good, qualified behaviorist, and you can figure out how to fix it.
Well, there you go. There's another thing too.
Yeah.
That there's always an answer.
Yeah.
There's always an answer.
Yeah.
Let me see. I think we're bopping right along. I'm just trying to make sure, because you and I can tell you right now, we're going to keep talking.
Oh. This could go on all afternoon.
Yeah, you notice that?
I tell people, if you want to talk dog, call me. I can talk dog all day long.
Yeah. Well, that's so could I.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to. I'm not the dog guy. She's the dog lady. I'm not supposed to. But I think the reason I love doing this show, because it does help me as well.
Yeah.
Like I never yell at our dogs. I never yell at him. Every once in a while, she'll get upset, raise her voice. I tell her, stop it. Stop it. There's no reason to do that, because they'll just laugh at you, if anything else. Because they think, you're playing.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, right, whatever. Yeah, you're
going to care what you say.
Yeah, like you're going
to
do something.
I was born to, bred to go in a tunnel and take out a badger. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Human,
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Could you ask her? What's her
opinion? I understand that.
What's her opinion? He's asking you a question.
What's her opinion on scheduled feeding versus open feeding?
Because
I know every dog owner is different. And I know last time we had Dogtails Radio, they were a fan of
scheduled. So what is your opinion of scheduled feeding versus open feeding?
Oh, I don't free feed. I don't I don't agree with free feeding. I can't say it, for one thing.
Yeah.
But I want to know what my dogs are getting. And I have – they're very good food. Then I feed them, and I put things in them.
Right. To enhance them.
So I want to know that my dog has eaten – the probiotic or whatever. That they've had that. But also, if they are free fed and they have food available to them all day long, why should they listen to me? All I do is just fill the bowl. So especially when I'm training – I monitor what they eat, how much they eat.
And when they eat.
Mm-hmm. I do vary the times that they're getting fed.
Sure.
Because, I'm not getting up at 6 o'clock every morning if I don't have to.
They want you to.
They do. As soon as the sun comes up.
Yeah,
it's like
I think
time.
This is breakfast, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and I have Aussie, so, it's a noisy claim for breakfast, but he's like, I'll go lay down.
Yeah.
But when I'm training dogs, I'm using food, and a lot of times I start out with their food.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm training something more and more difficult, it becomes a higher value treat.
Right.
So once you start adding those kinds of things into their daily intake of food,
right,
then people wonder why their dogs get fat. Well, I'm only feeding them 2 cups of food a day. Well, how much in the treats?
Oh, treats? What's a treat?
But yeah. So
no, I'm right there with you.
I
agree with you because I'll guarantee you, our dachshunds, if you put a bowl out with 5 pounds of dog food in it, they'll eat every bit of it.
Yep.
And then pass out.
Yep.
Because they just overeat. All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to Dog Tales and more Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Dogtales Radio. Dogtales and more. Dogtales Radio and more, actually. And brought to you by Del Sur Kennel Club. This club is totally, totally dedicated to helping you get a new dog, helping you take care of the dog, bringing you to dog shows, and giving you all of the training and everything you could need to have a happy life, not only in your world, but also in the dog's world. Because when you take on the responsibility of dog ownership, you have pretty much taken away their individuality to take care of themselves. They're not going to go out and, you know, look for food. You know, they're not going to look for shelter. You've taken over that, and that's a responsibility that you cannot take lightly. If you're going to go on vacation, you board that dog in a proper boarding facility. You don't just lock it up in the house and throw a couple bowls of food out and some water and think that that's okay. I mean, I know lots of people that just don't go on vacation anymore unless they do. And I know some people that are so attached to their animals, they don't trust anybody with them. So guess what? They don't go on vacation. That's the main thing.
Our vacation is...
Yeah, exactly. So
out of the state.
We got Joella. She is the president of the Del Sur Kennel Club. She doesn't know it, but she's now the new permanent co-host that will be coming back. Because this lady, not only is she knowledgeable, but she loves what she does. She is so passionate. So let's bounce. We'll save the last segment for the show that's coming up, because I know we're really excited about the show.
Yeah.
And we've already talked about the website, and that's delsurkc.com. And that's where you can find out about other shows coming up. But we were talking a little bit about puppy prep, and which is food, crating, beds, bowls, collars, leashes, vaccines, school. And all of these things need to be addressed. We use, believe it or not, a pellet box, like horse pellets.
Uh-huh.
And we've trained all our puppies to poop and pee. And when somebody buys a puppy from us, they get a bag of pellets, because
yep,
that's what the dogs are used to. There's pee pads and there's all kinds of other things. But for some reason, our dogs really use these pellet boxes, yep, quite a lot.
Little dogs are a little harder to housebreak.
Yes.
And I always tell people, I said, I think the reason why dachshunds especially, so short-legged dogs are hard to housebreak, is, you know, everything is so close to the ground.
Right. They don't want to drag in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it just takes a little bit longer, but it can be done.
Yeah, our dachshunds, yeah, all use them. Yeah. I mean, they'll have a mistake here or there, but virtually.
Yeah, but if you're living in, I had a client that was living in one of the high rises downtown, and there were so many things. First of all, they had a place that was like 10 floors up, and they had a balcony, and it was a little too open for my liking, and I'm not really a great fan of heights anyway. But you know, we got the potty box and everything all set up out there. But they were across from the elevator. And every time the bell would ding, the dog would go off. And so we were working on that.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a case where you kind of need to have a potty box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you're, you know, a house or place that has a little bit of a yard, or you're very good about getting your dog out every day for walks, it takes a little while. It takes patience, mm-hmm, and understanding about that. And you, when you first get a puppy home, you will not sleep. Just don't even think about that. You're going to be going out with this puppy out in the backyard at night. I use the flashlight on my phone and just out there going, go potty, go potty, go potty, go potty, go potty.
I got a better one than that. I have a battery operator that's plugged into the wall at every exit,
yeah,
north, south, east, and west. So wherever that dog is, you just pull this flashlight off and out you go, and it's all charged,
yep,
up.
Yep. And you just you watch the puppy and go puppy, go potty, and eventually. But it does take time. Again, that's where you need to have some good guidance from a good trainer.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about registering your dog with AKC.
Yes.
Or even UKC. What's UKC?
UKC is United Kennel Club, but that's okay. It's a very small.
Oh, so it's not big out here on West Coast.
No. It's there are some events and stuff, and a lot of the foreign registrations, the FSS, and dogs that aren't recognized yet by the AKC.
Mm-hmm.
These small shows, but AKC is your big registry.
Right.
And you title your dog championships and all of that, but it also includes, I have titles, AKC titles on my dogs that are, you know, rally obedience, regular obedience, besides the confirmation titles, fast cat.
Yeah. What is this fast cat?
Fast cat is, like the 100-yard dash for dogs. And you have this long area that your dog is running in, and you have a person at the beginning that's letting the dog go, and a person at the end that's the catcher. And it's based on they have this formula. I am not a math person.
Neither am I.
Figure out this formula that they use to get the points for the dog to get sort of any titles or anything on it. But it's just it's fun to watch. The dogs go as fast as they can this 100-yard area and get down to the other person. They just have a blast.
And then they go bananas, jumping up and down.
They just.
And it's like those ones that jump, see how far they could jump into a swimming pool?
Yeah, dock diving. My dogs do dock diving.
Do they really?
Yes, they do. And that's another thing. It's just fun to watch.
But they have to like the water, right?
Oh, they really do. I mean, you can start them out. Most dogs can swim.
Yeah.
With some exceptions of the rounder breeds of dogs, your
like
bulldogs
a pug
and your Frenchies,
and a pug and a Frenchie.
Well, yeah, they might sink like rocks. So they have all these wonderful pieces of equipment you can put on your dog. I had my Australian Shepherd Duncan, who, if anybody knows me and knows my dog, they know Duncan was the greatest dog in all of dogdom. And he was the worst swimmer, but he had a vest. But he loved dock diving, and he did very well.
Really?
It. Yeah, but he was not a good swimmer.
It's so funny that you say that, because, you know, we have, you know, Rotties and Dachshunds, and we've got some Rotties. You go, I am not going in that water.
That's
I don't care.
Thing.
And my wife will get in there, and nope, I don't care.
Nope.
She won't even come in for a snack. Then the other ones. Then you can't get them out.
Get them out, yeah.
It's so crazy. What about chipping a dog?
Microchipping.
Yeah.
Must be done. A lot of breeders, a lot of really good quality breeders will already do that.
Right.
Now,
ahead of time.
The chip might migrate a little bit, but
It's funny you say that, because we always tell our person purchasing a dog, every so often, every couple of years, just have it checked.
Have it checked,
to see if the chip is still there. Because occasionally, depending on how it was put in, if it was too high to the surface or where they put it, if it's gone, it's gone.
Yep.
All right. Another one I'm going to throw at you.
Okay.
Puppy insurance.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I get insurance on my puppies before I bring my puppies home.
Wow.
That is like the first thing I get. Because you don't know what you're going to be dealing with. Now, I have very good, wonderful, healthy dogs.
Right.
But, you know, if there's an issue, at least, you know, it's insurance is insurance. If you have it and don't need it, great. But if you need it and don't have it,
you're in trouble because the vets are not cheap.
They are not cheap. And if your dog gets, because they're doing so much better at diagnosing things now, especially cancers.
Do you know what we bought for our puppies and why we've never done this? I don't know how long we've had it, maybe 5-6 years, an incubator. With oxygen. So once we have the litter, we put him in the incubator.
Wow, yeah.
And their little tongues are as red and pink as you could ever imagine. We have not had a sick puppy since we bought that thing.
Yeah.
It's about $300, so it's not cheap.
Yeah, but if
you put him in there, and it's at 86 degrees, 82 degrees. It was the best.
These need to be kept warm.
Right, and it was one of the best investments we ever made.
Yeah.
But I hadn't talked to anybody that's been in the industry if you even knew of that. Because if you go to the vet and they have to keep it overnight, they put it in an incubator if it's a puppy.
Yeah.
So my wife says, well,
why don't we just get one? Well, yeah.
But Jesse, when you go to the vet, I know what happens. So the vet goes up to you and says, all right, what do I need to do? because you already know what needs to be done. You just don't have all the licenses. And the guy does, our vet does the same thing to Michelle.
Yeah.
And so I told her, I says, let's buy one. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
But the chipping is so, so important. So, so important.
Well, yeah. And you know, people, I have had to pick up, because that's what dog trainers do, is we see stray dogs and we pull our car over and, you
of
know.
Course.
Yeah. And people say, well, you know, take it to wherever and get it, you know, check for a chip.
See if it's got a chip.
Yeah. Because the first thing that comes off the dogs is the collar.
Absolutely.
I don't know if they take it off, if they just like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. They know. They're taking the handcuffs off and they're getting
out
of Dodge.
I'm done. Witness protection program.
Yeah.
That's how you figure it out. I mean, right. People get after people. You don't have a collar on your dog. You don't have a dog. Well, that they come off.
Yeah.
Or people will take them off. And that all goes back to training your dog to do a recall, a come command, a recall.
Right.
To anybody.
Yes.
And that'll help you with, or a good trainer can help you with. But yeah. So all of this comes around to.
So then the other one that there's a lot of controversy over it.
Yeah.
And I love the what my wife will say. You know, they'll come to us and they want to buy one of our puppies that are totally registered. You know, it's got all their shots, the heart, everything's been. So you're going to pay a little bit more money for it.
Absolutely.
And they'll say, well, no, I'll just go down here. So my wife looks at him and says, fine, pay us now or pay the vet later.
That's right. That's absolutely good quality, reliable, reputable breeders can be found on the AKC
absolutely.
Website.
Absolutely.
The breed clubs, the national breed clubs will have a breeder directory.
Right.
You've got to do your research.
And you're going to sign a contract if for whatever reason that dog does not work well with
you
or your family.
That's right.
The breeder has first right of refusal.
Absolutely.
You need, and you could get your money back in some cases. That'll be between. Well, that's between you and the breeder.
You and the breeder.
And the condition and the. But you gotta, because if you just, I have to tell you, a friend of mine just bought a really cool. Looks like a little husky dog, and not that this. I mean, it probably could happen to a dog that
a
came from
higher,
lost one eye.
Yeah.
Had some glaucoma in this eye, so they had. And I told her, just remove the eye. Don't keep dumping money because it's not going to fix itself.
That's not going to get fixed.
So she had that removed. And then and she says, I can't believe how well this dog is. I go, these are not stupid animals. They will figure out how to get to point
A.
They
adapt.
Yeah.
They
and it looks like she may have to lose the other one. I says, don't save
adapt.
The eye. Just
they'll adapt.
Take it out. You go.
They're all very good at that.
All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. You are listening to Dog Tales and More Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, welcome back to Dog Tales and More Radio, right here on FM 96 AM 1170, The Answer. We are having a great time today. We got Joella in the house, president of Del Sur Kennel Club. And by the way, they're having an amazing club presentation out at, what was the name of that?
Diane Jacob Lakeside Equestrian Park.
Right, and it's right behind the Union 76, right off 67. Just turn right and then turn left to the first stop sign. You can't miss it. It's on the right-hand side. And by the way, they're looking for volunteers. If you have nothing to do and you absolutely love animals and you'd like to be just smothered by animals, this is a place to go. I mean, you can come to the shows. They'll help you. You can do ring setup. There's all kinds of things you can do. So if you're not doing anything and you're tired of golfing because you can't find the ball, go join this club, especially if you like animals. So the show's coming up. What's the date?
May 9th, 10th, and 11th. It is Mother's Day weekend. What a fun way to spend Mother's Day.
Absolutely. And you'll see every kind of breed. known to man.
You know, can't even tell you right now how many dogs would be there, but 1,000 dogs a day wouldn't be unusual.
Yeah, not yeah, that's yeah. exactly right. And like I said, doesn't cost anything to go.
Maybe a little parking. It depends.
Well, yeah, the parking.
I don't know about that. But I really don't know about that.
I think there is a charge for parking.
Yeah.
But
small.
Still, it's going to be insignificant. But take your kids. You'd be surprised. You get your kids into junior handling. You want to teach your son or daughter respect, how to handle themselves in the public, yep. and dealing with your animals. This is like 4-H. But a lot more fun.
And it's a wonderful thing for kids to get into this kind of, get them away from the TV, get them away from
the laptops, the iPhones, yeah, and all that other crazy stuff.
You know,
well, you got to live and die. Yeah, but no, get the kids out, get them into some fresh air.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get them into some fresh air.
Yeah.
Let them meet, because I mean, you have a pretty. I mean, I don't know how big it is, but you know, the junior handlers. I mean, it's a pretty good sized group of kids.
Yeah. And they're passionate about what
aren't they though? Well, it's competition.
Yeah. Well, they grow. They a lot of them go into professional handling after yes. that. But I have had my dogs handled by junior handlers that I would rather they do.
Yeah. Right.
And by the way, love them so much.
A professional handler makes a pretty good living.
They can make a good living.
You're on the road.
You lead a different lifestyle for sure.
Most of them are in $100,000 motorhomes and they're crisscrossed in the United States.
Yeah.
How bad could that be? Gotcha.
It's a pretty good life, I would say.
I would say if you're not, you know, if you're not, don't have anything that'll tie you down. But anyway, we need to go to the show. I mean, almost all the breeds will be represented.
A good cross section of them for sure.
And you'll see some phenomenal competition.
Yeah.
If you like watching Westminster, this is like a mini Westminster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's just a mini Westminster.
It's a lot of fun to see the individual breeds go up against each other. The males go up the males. The females go up against the females. And then they go up against each other.
And then the owners.
The owners.
And how do they dress? You know, what are they going to wear? Are they going to be bright and airy? Are they going to match the dog?
It always depends on how good the dog is. Confirmationally is how you dress, whether you're hiding something or enhancing something. But you know, leave your dogs at home. This is because
do not bring your dogs.
You can bring the kids on leash or off. I don't care.
Yeah, I totally agree. Just leave the dogs
Dogs at home. They won't enjoy it, and the other dogs. You know, people get up in your business about you bringing your dog. But the other part of the show, besides confirmation, is the obedience and rally. There's the peewee class, which is the little kids that go in and show their little puppy dogs
and they all win awards and everything.
It's very, very that's very friendly for them. Very confidence building for the kids. The junior showmanship, and then like I said, our rally and obedience. And the only reason that I'm kind of pushing that is I'm also the chair for the rally and obedience.
Well, of course you are.
The thing is about rally and obedience is obedience is, you know, it's very precise.
Mm-hmm.
Competition obedience is very precise, and it is wonderful to see them. And these are dogs that could go out and do police work and stuff,
right?
You know, much more training. But that's the kind of obedience we're talking about. Rally is you and your dog are together, and you're following signs. The signs are telling you what to do. Sit, down, turn, you know, 360s, 180s, right, lefts, all of that kind of stuff. It's you and the dog working as a team, and you can start out at the very bottom level. And work your way up. And it is so much fun to work with your dog and watch your dog go, I can do this. This is fun.
That once they get it, it clicks.
And that's the kind of obedience I really, really like. It's not telling anybody about, you know, that I said that, just the rally obedience. That's more fun. I love watching the other dogs that are so well trained. Rally obedience is just fun.
Just a hoot.
Because you can talk to your dog.
And you got a little snack to reward them.
Well, you can't reward them in the ring.
What?
You can't.
Oh, God, I couldn't do it then. Because I'd walk out there and they'll know me.
But
they
you're
go,
only out there for a short period
of time. Where's my cookie?
I think you and your dog can probably
where's my cookie?
It. You get your cookie back at the setup. That's where the meatballs
talk
are.
But I agree with you.
Yeah.
And it's a fun time. like-minded people. Absolutely. Everybody out there loves dogs.
Absolutely.
And it's a good place to learn.
There'll be some vendors there.
Oh, really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll, like, if you happen to need a leash or you need a
probably find toys.
Toys, bowls.
I'm not sure I personally am not sure because I'm not the show chair.
Right.
But I, you know, we're still getting.
I can't imagine anybody not wanting to be at this show.
I know.
That's here local.
I know.
You know, that either has, sells, you know, specialized dog food
or they just have to contact us.
Yeah, PetSmart and all these people.
The big places aren't going to do that. But yeah.
Well, they're crazy not to.
No. The smaller ones. Those people get enough. They get enough play.
Well, that I totally agree with. Yeah, I agree with that. I always like to take care of the little mom and pop businesses.
Small businesses. That's
groomers.
Yeah.
I have to tell you a groomer story. So I had a golden retriever, and.
Vacuum cleaners.
Do I need to go any farther than this?
No.
So I thought, okay, well, and you know, once she got older, you know, because I'd try to give her a bath, and oh my goodness, it was like trying to wash the Titanic, you know. So I took her down to this little local beauty shop for dogs, and I walk in the door, and the lady that ran it was a Mary Kay consultant, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I mean. Dressed to the nines, beautiful hair and makeup. So I dropped the dog off. I came back. It looked like somebody had drug her through the through the mud. So, you know, it's terrible to say it. So the next time I took her, I brought a bottle of tequila and a couple of limes. And I stayed and I helped because I couldn't leave her with the... But the dog just loved to get... To get a bath.
Yes.
And just would jump and play and just... Oh, it was just the time of his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
So, but you know, and those are the, and you know, trimming toenails. Go tell me how many people out there that can actually trim a toenail on a dog.
You got to.
Yeah, but
you have a dog. You've got.
But
to.
I'm just saying, there's, you know, my wife could do it on just about every dog out there. But you know, the other people, they don't want to hear the yelping. They don't want to hear the crying.
Yeah, you got to figure out how to do
it. And did you see all the tools now that are on the market?
Oh, absolutely. I am guilty of...
You're trying them all out?
Amazon comes to my door a lot.
Oh, we got a Chewy account.
Oh, please. There's always a Chewy.
My UPS guy comes with a back brace. I mean, because she has her auto ship. And, you know, it's felt funny. One of them showed up and he says, you want it at the front door or the back door? Or the front door of the garage? I go, what? Who's it for, Michelle? Yeah. Put it by the garage.
By the garage.
If it's for me, put it by the front door.
Understood.
Yeah.
Mine know that, too.
So, hey, you know, I can't thank you enough. This has been an absolute blast.
It's been fun.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Me too.
And everybody, the date of the show is?
May 9th, 10th, and 11th. 3 days of fun.
What time does it normally start in the morning?
8 o'clock. We do... the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay.
And then it's off to the races.
Okay. Then it runs till about 3-4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, it depends because you have so many different. Depends on how many breeds you're going to have to do.
Right. It depends on how many dogs we're going to have.
Right.
But it will. I mean, it'll go to Best in Show.
Yeah.
So if you want to hang around and
Sunday's Best in Show.
Every day. Every day. Yeah. It's every day is its own show.
Fantastic.
So, 3 days of all of that qualifying.
And go to AKC. If, you know, when in doubt, go to AKC.
AKC.org.
Yeah, AKC.org. You know, you can, and they also have a classified section there, so you can actually look for breeders, mm-hmm. you know, of the breed that maybe you're looking for. All right. Well, Jolene, I cannot thank you again.
Thank you.
This has been a blast. So, by the way, we're going to send this to her, and hopefully we'll put this show up on the website. Maybe.
Yes.
Give it to somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yes.
Find a 14-year-old. If you can find a 14-year-old, they can put it on the website.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'll be on the KC.
Mark could probably do that.
I'm sure. It'll be on the KCBQ website as well. Folks, thank you very much. This has been Dog Tales and More Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer.